Merci beaucoup, Madame Müller.
Thank you very much, Madame Müller, for having acted once again very successfully as moderator for this panel, which has been extremely important. It's given us an opportunity to hear information from the field, directly on the ground, stakeholders who are very devoted day and night to provide assistance and food and safety for all of those who need this. I'm not going to go in detail about what they have told us, this first source information, but in the past, there was the government and the humanitarian organizations and the NGOs. But now, with the crises that are becoming increasingly complex and lengthy, we have come to realize that international partners, be they UN agencies or NGOs or international organizations, could not manage the complex nature and respond to all of the needs of everyone for such a long time. And that is where it is important for the local community. We're talking about the local NGOs, for example, or young people who are acting independently of any sort of structure, or the local authorities, the mayor, for example, the administrative services, local. And there the problem was that we have now reached a triangular configuration. We have the governmental authorities, we have the NGOs and agencies, international agencies, humanitarian agencies, and the third point of this triangle is the local community. This panel, I think, has shown not only how important all of these stakeholders are, but that they themselves are becoming aware of what they're able to provide, and vice versa. The actual implementation on the ground now rests increasingly on the local population. Numerous crises, the needs grow enormously, the security food situation is increasingly complex, and this requires more human resources, more funds. All of this cannot be met if we are working in the way in which we have worked in the past. I wanted to say how pleased we were to hear from the panelists, because the panelists have shared their vision, their expectations, their view with us. And as Ms. Müller said, this is a partnership. Humanitarian assistance is a partnership, which is a partnership where everyone is needed. Every helping hand helps enormously to help in terms of security, comfort, and assistance. And the debates, discussion today, is but a first step. I think we have to go into more depth in the relationship, link with the local population. It was said by one of the panelists, I think, but you as well. We have to try to plan ahead. For example, in countries that have long-term crises or that are facing climate change-related crises, we have to be able to prepare a roster, a list. There has to be training, capacity building of young people, women of the civil society, so that the day when it is needed, when there is a requirement, these people are ready to make their contribution and play the role that they wish to play in parallel with the international and national organizations. Once again, having said this, thank you very much, Madam, once again, and all of our friends who have come from all corners of the globe. We're extremely grateful, and the discussion will continue, and I hope that in the next sessions in the humanitarian sector, we can always save a space to talk about the issue of localization. I think it's the actors who tomorrow will play an increasingly important role, so long as we trust them, we have confidence in them, and we make out of them real partners in this sharing, transparency, and also accountability, because accountability is something that takes place not only in the major partners, but also at the level of civil society is very important. So now we will continue our general debate that we began yesterday. We're going to try to save a little time and give the floor now to Argentina, I believe.